Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT-HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. That was a nice warm-up. A lot of stuff still breaking here. But let's start. Last week we talked about this. And I didn't pay to see the full article, so I just have synopsis of it.
Screw that.
I wasn't going to... Yeah, it was like seeing season one.
Oh, come on. No, no.
Of The Atlantic. But I do have the highlights that President Trump... Remember we told you last week, we were talking about it. The headline on the cover of The Atlantic is going to be most consequential president of this century. Not a question mark either. They're admitting it. So they did the interview. There were a lot of funny stuff with Trump. And he talked bluntly and honestly, unlike other presidents in this. And I know you can think, well, why would he do it with the guy Goldberg, the guy on the signal, the whole thing? He did it because of that title. And he did it because it shows being transparent. He was able to handle it. There's nothing in here in the June cover story other than the headline that Trump is really enjoying this. And you can see that without a doubt. He said, the first time I had two things to do, run the country and survive. I had all these crooked guys, meaning his first time around. The second time I run the country and the world. He also then talked about enjoying this. He did talk about the third term, how remote that is as far as constitutionally. What about the hats? Well, he kind of alluded that that's a bit of fun to troll the other side. There's not any realistic hope of a third term, but it also keeps you alive, not as a lame duck. So the Atlantic interview is just another example of something that I think is a good thing to do. I don't see any downside to it. Yeah, he's given access to people that are anti-Trump, The Atlantic. But it also makes it harder to just be at him and attack him without any context here. All right, so that's one. We've been talking, though, about these arrested posters all around the White House lawn. Dan and I, when we were there last Wednesday, we saw these, and it's pretty new development. There's maybe a dozen of them, of these little booths that are set up outdoors, like ice fishermen would do to brave the elements.
Little tents.
Yeah. And a lot of them do the stand-up, and they want the stand-up. They want you to know you're at the White House. They don't want to see just some fence somewhere. So MSNBC is the one that made a big deal about putting up these arrest posters today. Saying, what is this? You know, it's trying to engage in politics. This is exactly why they fail. America needs to see this. On one hand, they're critical of ICE. Oh, they didn't remove as many people as they said they would. On the other hand, they're critical of them because they put promise kept up there. So you're going to see this in a lot of live shots. I didn't see it this morning, but Fox has been masterful with this to have not one but two of the posters in all their shots so far right behind them. And what's the point? The point is they can't run away from what's being done, who this is being done to, and the manner in which it's happened. Tom Homan over the weekend on several national shows really gone after it, particularly this issue, and I have a cut of him here. I think this was
YouTube.com/@12:10WPHD. I'm playing a video of the posters, and there's actually a little glimpse of the ice fishing booth that we're talking about. I paused it right there. So YouTube.com/@12:10WPHD. Yeah. Go like, subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and check out the ice fishing booth right there on the right. You can kind of see it.
Yeah. And it is majestic, beautiful, with the White House as a backdrop. I don't think you could get anywhere better. The executive office building is a little bit dingy. You know, I mean, it's huge. God knows what they all do in there.
That big building in the background there on YouTube is the executive office building.
All I know is they had a dry cleaners, and they had sort of a cafeteria there, so it was worth that. We never got the sandwiches that were promised. Maybe they weren't promised. But Homan on Face the Nation was talking about this case they're bringing up now, in which you have a mom, you have at least one mom, and you have the child, and Homan saying, yes, well, she can make a determination, let the kid here, or we'll take the kid off her hands, and she can leave, but she's going to leave one way or another. Yeah, here it is. It's cut 16. This is on Face the Nation. Homan and Margaret Brennan, and again, more time for due process. And what Trump is saying, they got to do a better job of articulating this to the American people. They're not losing on it. Can you imagine if for every one of hundreds of thousands of people, we had a full-blown trial? You can't do that. So they don't have proof. They know they're here illegally. And that's where that's the due process. Where's your proof? You're not here legally. There's no sense of that. You have a deportation order. You're going to leave. All right, here's a little bit of Homan and Margaret Brennan.
Well, first of all, I disagree with the judge. It was due process. That female had due process at great taxpayer expense and was ordered by an immigration judge after those hearings. So she had due process. Again, this is parenting 101. You can decide to take that child with you, or you can decide to leave the child here with a relative or another spouse. Having a U.S. citizen child doesn't make you immune from our laws of the country. American families get separated every day by law enforcement, thousands of times a day. When a parent gets put in jail, the child can't go with them. If you're an illegal alien, come to this country, and you decide to have your citizen child, that's on you. You put yourself in that position.
Well, when it came to this particular case, you just pointed out that they could have made arrangements. The father tried, actually, to make arrangements, as we understand it through our reporting. But he and the mother, who were separated since she was in detention after showing up for her appointment, was only allowed a very brief phone call. The father tried to petition to get the child handed over to an American citizen relative. So the mother had to make this decision and took the child with her. It just seems like there could be some more time frame here around due process allowed. That's what the judge is saying, there should have been more of a process here.
There was due process. The two-year-old baby was left from the mother because the mother signed a document requesting her two-year-old baby go with her. That's the parent's decision. I don't think the judge knows specifics of this case. The two-year-old went with the mom. The mom signed a paper saying, I want my two-year-old to go with me. That's a parent's decision. It's not a government decision. It's a parent's decision.
All right. So there you go. And Homan last week at the White House was like the conquering hero when he came in with people that were interviewing him. And again, they're going to push back on so-called anchor babies, birthright citizenship. That's part of this whole thing. That's where we're going. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Let me give you the side question today. This coming off the anniversary of Chernobyl was Saturday, and that was an attempted all-time, I mean, pretty hard for the Communist Party to think they were going to cover that up. But they did, at least with their own people, somewhat. The wind was blowing it over Europe, over the whole world, in fact. So we're looking for the all-time cover-up or all-time denial. Dan had wrestling. I had Biden pre-scandal. cigarettes, you know, the idea of keeping that from the American people. Henry, do you have one for denial or cover-up?
Yeah, why don't we go political here?
How
about the teapot dome scandal?
Yes.
President Warren Gamaliel Harding decided, you know what, I'm going to sell off this old oil land to my drinking and smoking buddies here and not have a fair bidding war. And everyone was like, well, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
That was a pretty big scandal.
I can't believe we ever elected a moron that big to public office as high as the president.
It was the Rose Garden. No, he sat on his front porch. Yeah. Warren Harding was really bottom of the barrel. Apparently a handsome man.
That's what it was. Someone saw him running for a congressional seat or a gubernatorial seat in Ohio, and they went, I could make that guy president.
And
even though
did.
He's up there just bumbling away.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so we got that.
Can I take one more off?
Sure.
How about the drones, Dom? Whatever happened? There's a cover-up going on. New Jersey drones.
That is definite cover-up. And the White
House. Aliens.
The White House is involved in it by just saying gibberish to us every time we ask
about it. Dom, there were glowing orbs in the sky that would shape-shift, and we never got any answers.
And we had Dawn Fantasia on Friday, and she said, no, the drones have not gone away. Okay, here is MSNBC. We've been talking in Dawn's show. The White House is lined with posters displaying arrested illegal immigrants that are criminals. They're mugshots. There's about 100 of them for 100 days. And when they do their stand-up, they're mad because they can't use the backdrop of the White House without the American people seeing the mugshots. And they think, well, you can't put that in there. That's taking a position. Yeah, it's taking a position defending the average American. All right, here's MSNBC about the signs.
White House has put up about 100 posters of what they say are unauthorized immigrants who have been arrested for violent crimes. You can see them there. They put them up on the driveway of the White House. If you look here, that's the West Wing just at the forefront, the executive mansion itself to the left. But what's particularly noteworthy about this location is it is right directly behind the positions where TV correspondents do their hits from the White House lawn. So therefore, no matter what network you're on, that includes MSNBC, if you're doing a hit from the White House right now, those pictures will be behind you. The White House doing a briefing in about a half hour about what they're doing here.
Now, this has all the fingerprints of Trump or somebody smart there who said for the first 100 days, and don't wait until tomorrow. Let's do it today. Put these up. I don't know how long they're going to stay up, but I think this is a success. And what they're going to do, I would predict, is put up other posters where these people do their hits. And if they don't like it, you don't have to do your hit at the White House. You don't get to use it as a backdrop and then just attack. You're going to have to show the American people what's going on. These are factual. If you want to criticize them, if you want to blur them, I dare them. If they blur these, I mean, how much lower can we go that we can't see? Are these off? These people have been arrested. They are criminals. In many cases, they've been deported. Why would that not be in the backdrop? Well, that's unfair. We don't want it in the backdrop. What would they want to put in the backdrop? All right. Side question today. Hit us with
the genius part of this, Tom, I'm looking at it, youtube.com/@BoltonPhD. We're showing a video of a person, a reporter, walking down the road and seeing all these. And they're double-sided, too. So they can't even stand on one side and have the no.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's
yeah,
fantastic.
Exactly.
So if they try to, all they can do is just get, you know, one row. If they try to do the other row, it's fantastic placement. Good job.
I'm waiting to see if there's some blurring, and I'm waiting to see the next thing they put up there. You know, there could be any number of things, maybe advertisements behind them. They don't like this. You know, they want to be there. They want to be there at the White House. They want to use that as a backdrop.
Sponsor individual times.
Yeah, sponsor an individual
times. Brought to you by John Deere.
All right. We're also and we're going to have somebody there at the White. We think she'll be there at that point. Stacey Garrity, the treasurer, around 2:30 is headed to the White House from Harrisburg. It's a pretty good ride. Because today is the big day of the Eagles celebration there, and we played you. Now, it could have just been he was tired with this people talking to him. Who knows? Jalen Hurts. Everybody that I see predicts that Jalen Hurts will be there today. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. I just can't imagine, after all this, that he wouldn't do it. And Saquon Barkley having to tweet out about an hour or two ago, hey, I respect the office. I played golf with President Trump. I did it with Obama, too. I don't know the need to have to do that, but this is Philadelphia. You know, is somebody really going to bother this guy? That would be pretty ridiculous. I just don't see. He is, for all the right reasons, somebody who's sterling. He's not going to be bothered here. Did his agent or somebody said, hey, you got to make it clear. You don't necessarily like Trump. You just played golf with him. He is the president, after all. And you flew back on Air Force One to Washington.
What a nice guy he is. I wanted to race him, but I decided not to do it.
The guy asked a Vladimir Putin question immediately after that. Now, Trump did talk about Putin, though. And it's rare for him, even though this is 24, Dan. Even though I think this is just minimal, that he ought to say more about Putin in this, because it seems like Zelensky's gotten the memo and does want to end the war. Here's what President Trump said from Rome, I think, or coming back from Rome, about Putin.
I was very disappointed that missiles were flying by Russia, but that missiles were flying. Very disappointing. We'll see how it goes. Do you trust President Putin? Say it again. Do you trust President Putin? I'll let you know in about 2 weeks.
All right, there you go. 855-839-1210. You get a line. Hit us with an all-time cover-up or a denial. That's what we're looking for. Biden, we've taken off, obviously. We'll play you the Axios guy. He got an award over the weekend. He wrote the book with Jake Tapper. He was at the Nerd Prom, the correspondence dinner, which was duller than usual, and talked about how the media missed it. Well, you did, too. You covered it up, too. That's not something you missed. You didn't want to say what was right in front of us, even without digging, even without partisanship. Now, I would submit, though, that I've always thought Biden was a dope. I don't say that about every Democrat. Hillary's smart. Obama's smart. Biden's a dope. Nancy Pelosi's a dope. They both are. They're there because of their political cunning. But as far as articulating anything or any thought process, they're morons.
It's not the truth.
Yeah, they're morons. So I get it. Did they think, well, he's just being the gas bag that he's always been? No, this was a lot worse. I mean, what's with getting off the stage and all that? It was horrible. And they knew it 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, potentially, and just thought they would eke it out for another term. Yeah, that's what they had in mind until the debate. All right, so 855-839-1210, grab a line. All right, time to your Dano Show. Welcome in, everyone. Coming up, we'll play you Tom Homan with Caroline Leavitt, the press person, talking about why Homan does what he does. He looked pretty tired, pretty punchy when we saw him in Washington, because this is an all-consuming job. On the one hand, constantly, the media narrative is, you're taking too many people out. On the other hand, you're not reaching the numbers that you told us. So which one is it? Here's a little bit of Homan with Caroline Leavitt.
10,000 military in the morning.
The Mexico is not going to pay for it? Is that what you're saying?
Let's address that. Trump said Mexico will pay for the wall. They have in a roundabout way, have they not? Putting 10,000 military in the northern and southern border, taking the action they did, remain in Mexico. They didn't have to do that. They're doing it. Putting military on the southern border. Have moved illegal immigration to a record low. We're saving millions of dollars every day on detention, transportation, removal proceedings. We've more than made up for the cost of that wall because the actions of Mexico. So is Mexico helping build that wall? Yeah, because we're saving so much money, millions of dollars a day, that we can afford to build that wall. So actually, yes, they're helping to build a wall.
All right. And then Homan, why does he seem, you know, Dan, he seemed pretty punchy.
He's an emotional guy, I mean.
Yeah, yes. But didn't he seem like worn out when we saw him come in up red? To me, he did.
Yeah.
Now, if we could have gotten there, we could have brightened him up. But he was the big guest there at the White House last week. Here's what he said about why he's so emotional.
The morale of ICE and Border Patrol is at all-time high because they're getting to uphold the oath they took and they're enforcing the law. Border Patrol and the Biden administration, I met with hundreds of them. They felt like Uber drivers and tourist agents. These men and women join the ranks of ICE and Border Patrol to enforce the law, make the community safer, and protect national security. I hear it all the time. There's a lot of people in this country who don't like me. I don't care. But when I walk to an airport, I have many people walking up to me and thank me for what I'm doing. And I'm not taking credit for anything. the success of the border and immigration enforcement is President Trump and the men and women wearing that uniform. God bless each and every one of them. But I take a pleasure in seeing it because in 40 years of doing this job, people always want to say, why are you so emotional when you testify? Why are you so emotional on a network? Because if they wore my shoes for 40 years, they'd understand why I'm emotional. I've talked to little girls as young as 9 years old or raped multiple times by the cartel members. And when you get to your knees and you talk to that little girl and everything innocent and pure has been ripped from her, when you listen to the Lake and Riley, 17 minutes, that young lady fighting for her life, don't just think, okay, a young woman died. Think of how she died, the terror that she went through, and these children are sexually assaulted. I stood in the back of a tractor trailer and 19 dead people at my feet that baked to death. Illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. And so every sick person we take off the streets, especially child rapists, it makes this country much safer. Every illegal alien we arrest, public safety threat, one at a time, makes this country safer.
Yeah, how do you counter the Lake and Riley or the Morin, Rachel Morin? Remember we played you the mom talking about what that was like? It's not just the death, what they went through. They don't want you to hear that. They're not going to break in and let you see that. They want to say this is just exploiting this. This happens every day. Well, it doesn't have to happen, though. We have enough of this in our own country. Why would we need more of it? The Lake and Riley one is the one that got me. These guys running wild for how long in this country? Till they attack her. She fights for her life for 17 minutes. And scoundrels like the Dean of Decency out there in Montgomery County and people that vote for her salute her because she stood up for the Constitution, Madeleine Dean. The Houlihan phony over in Chester County lecturing about the Constitution. Hey, lady, all it says is we're going to hold these people so they don't get away. What Fred Herron is trying to do in Bucks County. We're going to hold them until ICE can get them and deport them out of the country. And if you're a judge, Houlihan, and you engage in trying to spirit them out with ICE there, we're going to come and lock you up too publicly. And we're going to do it to every one of these judges. Here's a guy, though, who apparently has not gotten the memo. This guy is a state representative in Wisconsin, Representative 21. Wisconsin Democrat State Representative Ryan Clancy. Here's what he said about the judge and the overall proposition.
One sec there, Dom. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
21.
Yeah. 21. Yeah. For taking a judge in this manner. And I want to be really clear that what Judge Dugan apparently did was what all of us should be doing. And that is standing up for folks in our communities who need support right now against the Trump regime more than ever.
All right, so saluting the judge. And again, we know what's alleged. We know what's put out there. We know what Pam Bondi has said. We know what we believe happened here. If that's the case, she ought to go to jail 5-10 years. That's exactly what should happen. She's not a hero, or even if she is to the left, defiance of the law comes with a price. What about the woman who was beaten by this guy allegedly? That's why they were there in court. She just shushes that, calls the defense attorney, allegedly, according to the complaint, and the guy, and they go out the back in order to try to get away from ICE. And then ICE has to chase them the length of the entire courthouse, putting everyone at risk. You know that every one of those is obstruction of justice. If true, if proven in a court of law, she ought to go to jail a long time. And yes, she doesn't get to surrender. She's going to get arrested publicly. We're going to let other judges see, like the guy and the wife in New Mexico who were harboring the Venezuelan. And what is it with Colorado, by the way? Underground nightclub for the Venezuelan gang. I wonder if Martha Raddatz is on that. Remember Arroyo, Colorado? She told J.D. Vance when he said, do you hear yourself? Only one housing complex was taken over in America by this gang.
I said from day one, you don't have to support ICE's operations. You can support sanctuary cities if that's what you desire to do. Sanctuary cities can stand aside and watch ICE keep their community safe.
Well, first of all,
any public official, mayor, city councilman, or governor, their number one responsibility is protection of the communities. And ICE has been clear we're targeting public safety threats and national security threats. I can't believe there's any elected official, and especially a judge, that doesn't believe we should be doing that and they should be helping us. what I said from day one. You can sit aside and watch. You can argue against us all you want and protest all you want. But when you cross that line, I've said this 1,000 times, when you cross that line to impediment or knowingly harboring, concealing an illegal alien from ICE, you will be prosecuted, judge or not.
And by the way, President Trump's supposed to sign a sanctuary city order today. We're not sure the full details on that. I hope it happens during the show. We'll bring that to you. Now, look, to her credit, Sherelle Parker has been kind of mum on it. She hasn't come out against, but she's not dancing like Jim Kenney. She's been under fire because she's kind of slow walked it. And for Philadelphia, maybe that's the best you're going to get. But it's going to be interesting what the definition is. And if you do this, they're going to try to take away federal funds in a more vigorous manner. I'm hoping that's exactly what's said today. George Paquetto is an all-time great lawyer. You'd hate to have this guy on the other side coming at you. And Italian-American, forefront of all that with the Columbus statue, et cetera, here in Philadelphia. He's coming up. We're going to talk with him about the Trump edict. It's now just Columbus Day federally. No Indigenous People Day, no resolutions, no support, no resources for that. Is it really anti-Catholic bias in Philadelphia? With Jim Kenney, yeah, I don't think he likes Italians at all, of course. Is it more widespread than that? And what the heck is happening with the Frank Rizzo statue, which is being slow-walked again, to put it into a place of prominence? I said in Dawn Show today, President Trump should come and do the new unveiling.
I love it.
Yes. And
he discovered America is what he did. He was a brave Italian explorer, and in this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero. End of story.
So I know Tony Soprano can't come and do it, but that was down memory lane. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Hit us with an all-time concealment, cover-up, or denial. Let's go to Kevin in Plymouth Meeting. Hello, Kevin. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Don. It's an honor to be on your show. I love it.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
I was going to say my two big ones are gambling, the accessibility of gambling to, you know, anybody, anywhere, almost any age, and nicotine pouches that are sold as nicotine replacement for people trying to quit smoking, but right. They have a point system where the more you use, you get points. So it encourages people to use it and accumulate the points.
What do you get with the points?
More pouches.
I mean, they have like a smoker
free
there,
doctor's
iPad.
Visits?
I mean,
you got a smoking smoking jacket. Yeah, smoking jacket.
Yeah. You remember the Marlboro points? It's the same thing.
All right. We'll put you down for that, Kevin.
Are there actually like kids walking around with Zin jackets out there, Henry?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that, but I knew somebody who was like really into Zins and was really like racking up their points at one
point.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
I got a great answer from Marcus Aurelius on Twitter.
Yes, it might be a winner. I told you, yes.
Well, I don't know if you're looking at the same one.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at Weekend at Bernie's, pretending Bernie wasn't dead in the movie.
you can do a fiction one. No, I was going to say FDR, all time.
Oh, okay.
Even back then, they had photography. You know, he couldn't walk.
Oh, here's a good one from Urban Conservative.
Yes.
Obama's chef.
Yeah, what happened? Right. He's out there paddling on something. They didn't like the Vichyssoise, and he's no longer there. All right. Let's talk about a place that is mysterious in a good sense. That's Sicily. You just don't go to Sicily, and we're thrilled how many people have already signed up. You fall head over heels in love with it. Maybe you've been to Italy. But this is unique even to Italy. The Greeks, the Romans, and everybody else, they all left their cultural mark. And I'd like you to join me and Ro for the sun, the sea, and Talk Radio 1210 listeners, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. Of course, conservative tours, they'll be our guide. $55.44, including airfare. That's all. The dining events, sure, the food, the company, the wine. It's also the local color. They know the spots. I remember several spots we went to in Venice that were a perfect example. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. It's all there. Call 888-733-9494. Or go to the website, conservativetours.com. You'll see the Dom G Tour. We'll even enjoy the Godfather part of the tour and visit locales from the movie. Crown Jewel of Sicily, Taormina. I will see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Savoca. You're going to love Sicily. You want to come back again and again. Just call 888-733-9494. All right, Dr. Giordano Show, welcome in. I've said this over the years. You know, I like to duke it out. Linda Kearns, we're going to arrange that, Dan. We already have the bar stools ready at Mulligan's for the great debate about Elvis and Tom Jones. I feel like that's going to be a hard one for me. But the guy I would not like to have to go head-to-head with over the years, it's not just in the courtroom. It's the publicity part of it, how well he does, is nationally acclaimed trial lawyer and litigator, George Becchetto.
We in the Italian-American community, Dom, are very, very proud of you.
Love that guy.
All right. Maybe I should debate him then. See, he'd be willing to. No, but Dan, you know he was the boxing commissioner.
Get it all. Don't miss any of it.
Do you know that? He was the boxing commissioner.
Was he really?
I think he is a boxer. George Becchetto with us. George, were you a boxer too or just commissioner?
I became a boxer the moment I got punched in the mouth as a youth.
And then you said, I'm going to sue him. That's an easier
You're
way to
go. You're
going to
have a hell of a story on that one.
There you go.
So you are headed off to the White House. We hope that you get Trump's ear to tell him, you know, bad things happen in Philadelphia. And particularly, wouldn't you love to hear him say, and that Jim Kenney, he's anti-Columbus and Italians.
Well, I think the proclamation that he put out yesterday says just that. Really, it's almost as if it was tailor-made to Jim Kenney. He, the president, of course, is complaining and recognizing that these cancel culture figures, some of whom are running our local governments, have really done a disservice to the American people and the American culture, and more particularly the Italian-American community.
Without a doubt. So, George, you know, I was a little bit skeptical. You know, we all get wound up, and you're close to it. I'm convinced now, easily now, that Kenny is anti-Italian. There's that element, but he sensed we don't have quite the power in Philadelphia of enough Italians in elective office. At one point, it was Rizzo, it was the head of city council, Ann Verna, people like that. And
State Senator Fumo.
Fumo, right, powerhouses. Yeah. So you could
well,
not
I always
really
told
go
you
after.
What,
yeah.
I always told you what my belief was about why Mayor Kenney became so anti-Italian. And that was for the many years that he worked as Senator Fumo's step and fetch it, he developed a very, very serious resentment for Senator Fumo, and that carried over to the Italian Americans. So when he became in a position of authority, he took all kinds of measures to denigrate and humiliate Italian American citizens.
So, George, practical impact of this. This is big. Trump promised it, keeping it, removing that. What do you see practically? Sherelle Parker is not nearly as invested in this nonsense, I think, as Kenny is. What do you think happens, if anything, in Philadelphia? What does it allow you and Jody and everybody else to do?
Well, it's really interesting, Dom, because just last month in March, I argued the case in Commonwealth Court en banc why Jim Kenney's executive order purporting to cancel Columbus Day in Philadelphia was illegal. And part of the basis of that illegality, I argued, was the preemption of the issue by both the state government and the federal government. You know, when local municipalities act, according to well-established legal doctrine, they cannot act in a manner that is directly contradicting either a state statute or a federal statute. And of course, Columbus Day is both inaugurated in a state statute as well as a federal statute. So the whole preemption idea, I think, is now being played out in President Trump's proclamation yesterday. And I'm sure it's going to be the president's position that any state or local government that will purport to cancel Columbus Day will no longer have the force and effect of law because he, the president, and the federal government are preempting the field and declaring that precisely that day will be Columbus Day.
That is huge, George. And again, I have to commend the efforts. A lot of this work is tremendous amount pro bono. You're much in demand across the board that you're engaged in this. Wanted to get an update, though, because, of course, my mind now goes to the Frank Rizzo statue. It's like Frank was a Confederate general there at the Municipal Services Building.
Absolutely.
When they set it on fire and canceled.
Yeah.
You have worked a lot.
Take that thing out. Unhook it.
And it looks like we have some breakthrough. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we have reached a settlement with the city of Philadelphia. They are returning to the Rizzo Committee the Frank Rizzo statue. The Rizzo Committee shall be free to relocate that statue wherever it likes, so long as it's not on public property. And most importantly, the city has agreed to pay, I won't tell you how much, but it's considerable. The city has agreed to pay for all the repairs that are necessary to the Rizzo statue when they so abruptly removed it in the middle of the night.
So when does this happen, ballpark, George?
Literally within the next couple of weeks.
Wow.
By the way, I had already obtained a court order that told me exactly where the Rizzo statue was. I had an opportunity to have my expert go in and inspect it so we could appraise the damages. And the statute is in safekeeping, but it did sustain damages when the non-union riggers showed up in the middle of the night without warning on Kenny's orders to remove it. And you may recall, Dom, I had written to the managing director of the city of Philadelphia just 1 week prior to that, demanding an assurance that they weren't going to rip the Rizzo statute out of the ground and that they were going to follow the precepts in the Home Rule Charter that specify exactly how statutes are to be relocated in the city of Philadelphia. And I was assured in writing that they would follow those precepts. Well, of course, that all went out the window about a week later at 2 o'clock in the morning when Kenny dispatched these riggers to remove the statue.
So, George, give us what
And they were about to do the same thing with the Columbus statue in Marconi Plaza, but I beat them to the courthouse and got an injunction.
George, give us where you would be thinking. What are the particulars you need? Where to put the statue? What's being looked at?
Well, I've put a blue ribbon committee together, including both Democrats and Republicans, business people as well as political people, to decide upon and vote upon a new location. My personal preference is that we locate it on the front porch of the new FOP headquarters, which is in Northeast Pennsylvania. And of course, Frank Rizzo was a police commissioner and was very proud of his law enforcement background. So I think that would be an ideal location. I know there are others that would prefer to see it go in South Philadelphia. So it's going to be a committee decision. And Dom, you know how committees work.
Yeah.
The more people you put on a committee, the slower the decision will be.
I hear what you're saying, FOP, that connection, it's safe there. I would say for what it's worth, though, George, Frank Rizzo, South Philly, but I realize...
Yeah, there's a lot to be said, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I realize the difficulty with... Because we know there could be attacks. They're not going to do it there. It's too remote.
They're not going to do it there with the Gravy Seals.
Yeah, well, in South Philly, though, with the Gravy Seals. And I just don't know how many people get to the FOP up there in Northeast Philadelphia.
That is a fair assessment, Dom, and that's why it's a committee and it's not just George Paquetto.
Yeah, well, look, you are the driving force. You've done the most. So you think, George, in a couple of weeks, then I would think there would be a grand ceremony rechristening it,
absolutely,
so to speak.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. And you'll be in the front row, Dom.
Well, I appreciate that very much, George. How about you whisper that in Trump's ear? We're already doing that. That we get Trump there, and then what?
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, who's the most prominent Italian-American in the country? I'll start in on it right now that you want there.
Go ahead.
Well, okay.
Nancy Pelosi?
Nancy, no, no. Well, if Sinatra were, we'd start with that if we had to.
you could look at Vince Papale.
Oh, of course. Vince, you know, we could pick up the phone. Vince would do it. We'd call. He's probably listening now. He comes on. Yeah, that'd be great. Well, George, this is all really good news. I'm serious, though. Let Trump know about that, because he hears something like that, magic can happen.
Well, I'm going to be with the president in a couple of hours. If I get the opportunity to mention that, I most certainly will. And I will also say I'm speaking as a direct agent of the Dom Giordano 1210 talk radio show, which is the best talk radio show in the country.
Well, thank you, George. So good of you. And again, congratulations.
How about Stallone?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
You know, one of the statues
Rocky
welcoming back,
oh,
another statue.
God.
It would be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, George, that's not bad. We got some
and
good stuff.
Can I throw
stuff
George my suggestion real quick? I'm sorry to keep him, but George, bring it down to the stadiums, because the Eagles fans and Flyers fans too. I feel like he's become
protection.
You know, that's a very good point, and that's why, you know, there's so many great places to put it that I think it will be a robust debate by the committee in terms of where to actually put it.
Absolutely. George, thank
you. And it's going to be a democracy. Everybody in the committee is going to have a vote, and I'll have a 51% vote, and, you know, we'll see what goes on.
George, we got to get you back here in studio. Good luck at the White House today.
Yeah, thank you. Don't miss any of it.
Yeah, thanks,
stay
George.
Well, guys.
Keep us
in
the loop.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there we go, Dan. All right, big issues, big guests, right in the center of it, so it's imminent. Now, look.
You're a real crumb bum.
I love the FOP, Northeast Philadelphia, but it's kind of remote. It's very safe. You'd have to have, like, you know, commandos to get anywhere near that there. But are people going to see it there? Now, it's got to be in South Philly. Where's your suggestion? And, Dan, I hear you.
Let me tell you something.
I like the stadium idea, but it's got to be a little bit more protection here. They will.
I'll take you really think so? Like, Eagles fans would be okay with seeing Frank Rizzo's statue trashed?
Well, the others are going to show up there.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
I mean, they set it on fire. You realize that the last time around? The George Floyd Summit? Yeah, they not only attacked it, they set it on fire.
Gosh.
Yeah. And you know who it was? Helen Gim. How'd that work out, Helen? Are you in Seattle yet? I didn't move, Helen. You did. And where's that phony guy that was her? What was his name? That guy's debunked now, too. Another loss.
All I ask is that we have a little speaker next to the statue now that just repeats this.
Get away from me, you crumb.
All right. Yeah, George, you've got to get that cut there, too. Official agent of the Dom Giordano Show. Now, that's power. This guy is as good in the courtroom at hand-to-hand combat as ever. All right, phone lines to get in. Where should the Rizzo statue land? Mulligan's? That's too far. 855. Sorry,
John. I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
Well, he didn't seem to like drinking there, so maybe we can. 855-839-1210. Get in. Hit us on the side question also here with Dom. Hey, spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. Now, this incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort, flexibility, with a powerful blend of green lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use that code online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use that code RELIEF, RELIEF. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus. All right, it is Dom time. That's really good news from George Paquetta. We didn't know it was that close. Of course, we'll have a big festival around that. When that happens, I think over the summer, it seems like it could happen.
Rizzo Fest?
The Rizzo Fest.
Just
yes.
Rolls off the tongue.
There we go. Greg, mark that one down.
Took a lot of creativity to come up with that one, Dom.
By the way, 6ABC, not me, saying in their coverage of the Eagles today at the White House, growing uncertainty about who's going to show up. I still think Jalen Hurts is going to be there. Dan, you were in agreement with that from the Nick Cale show?
Yeah.
Henry, you didn't have a chance. So Nick Cale, is he going to be there?
Yeah, everyone's going to be there, except maybe the players who are on the team and
are
gone
now. Yeah,
Josh Sweat or a Milton Williams.
No, they don't count because they're with another team. So if they want to or not, I don't think they're doing anything to say Trump-esque. They're just moving on with their life. Yeah. We'll see. That's their comment. Growing uncertainty. I don't know what 6ABC thinks, because Saquon Barkley tweeting out, we've talked about that. Hurts the other night didn't want to answer the question, but it doesn't appear to be. We'll let you know if anybody else says that. It doesn't appear to be any kind of protest or whatever brewing. We'll go to the White House or close by with Stacey Garrity at about 2:30. The Treasury Secretary, who's running against Josh Shapiro, I believe. She's there, but we wanted to talk first 100 days with her and a couple of other big things that are out there. She's starting to make waves, just has to get known here in the Philadelphia area in order to get the nomination. She's got about a year to do it, so she's known in the rest of the state, rural Pennsylvania, etc. I think her military background and everything about her, what she's done in Treasury, as the treasurer, is positioned to take on a guy like Josh Shapiro versus some others who, I mean, Josh Shapiro right now is in the middle of a massive cover-up. Today's side question. What he's covering up is this guy called 911 three times to confess that he did it because of Gaza, because of Israel, because of Passover, the whole thing. And they didn't bump it up the line. They dismissed it the first time. And then the third time, he got somebody who actually acted on it. And they were able to go there and arrest him. Also, the pump, you know, if I hear one more time, well, we don't want you to see any report because that will tell people that want to attack the Shapiro residence there how to do it. No, it won't. We want to know what the hell were they doing and why is it this is not being billed a hate crime. It is a hate crime. Now, I hate the whole hate crime thing, but it's a self-confessed hate crime. They don't want to do that because Josh Shapiro doesn't want to bring up anything that will offend the rabid anti-Semitic base of the Democrat Party. That's why. So they think they're just going to skate by on this, where if it had been a Trump person that did it, they'd go down Broadway with all kinds of charges. All right, so that's a full report from George Paquetto. Dan, Reddit is mad at Saquon Barkley. Is there a figure? It'd be hard pressed. Let's say it came down to it. Didn't know. Hurts and Barkley. Who's more? It's Barkley at this point. I think
so.
Yeah. So what's Reddit saying about Barkley?
Oh, you're disagreeing there, Henry, huh?
I don't think anyone's bigger than the quarterback.
MVP candidate here, though.
I understand.
Yeah.
But Saquon wasn't one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Well, that's Time Magazine's here in Philadelphia. I don't know. So what's Reddit saying about Barkley?
Cheese Falcon writes in, if you respect the office of the president, then why are you spending time with a man that does nothing but disrespect and tarnish that office, Saquon?
There we go.
Okay. Intelligent Age writes, nah, bro, stick your ground. You made your bed. Shouldn't have done it if you couldn't handle the heat. It's a sad reality, though, that 90% of NFL players most likely support Trump and would do the same thing. The sad reality, Dom. And how about this one? Dude bro propaganda has completely destroyed the American young man's ability to think critically. People like Joe Rogan, Dana White will be written about in history books as some of the worst people in American history. I guess blaming dude bro propaganda for the turn on Saquon for having a golf match with the president, Dom.
Let me go back to that dude, because I despise some of these guys, not Rogan and the other. But, you know, the Theo guy, I can't even name when I see them and I see them with Trump. But what is it that has given them power? What has given them power is the attack on masculinity. In fact, we have a Democrat strategist, let's play him, Dan, here, saying that they need a muscular, masculine Democrat to respond to Trump. And that is cut.
I got it.
You cut. Okay, here's a Democrat strategist on national TV over the weekend.
Well, Democrats are looking for a champion, and I continue to suggest here and other places that that champion is likely going to come from somewhere outside of politics. I don't know if Stephen A. Smith is the answer, but I can tell you that the American people are looking for that muscular, kind of masculine-based answer. And, you know, honestly have nobody right now on the left with the individual magnitude to match the bully pulpit of the presidency. So I think the search is going to go on for some time. What does that look like in terms of manifesting itself in 2028 candidates? I'm not exactly sure, but I do know there's no individual member of the House or individual member of the Senate right now who would fit the bill, because we simply don't have the significance of platform to match the White House. Glad to see Hakeem and Cory Booker out there doing their thing right now, but it's hard to suggest that that will match even the magnitude of a basic White House press conference.
All right, the guy was in the beginning, then he backtracked. He had it right. They don't have this masculine, muscular figure that can match Trump.
Oh, yes, they do.
Who?
Tim Walz. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, I almost
forgot. I think it's this notion of toxicity and masculinity needs to be separated. And I think it's been conflated. And I think we're going to have to work on that a little bit. And I think there is a crisis.
I think some of us scare them. I think I scare them a little bit, why they spend so much time on it. No, I'm serious, because I can fix a truck. They know I'm not bullshitting on this. Yeah. I'm not putting this in people's grill. I don't know if my identity is not hunting. My identity is not football coaching. My identity is not, you know, a beard and a truck.
All right. They can't do it because, and the reason is bro guys that are wretched, a lot of them, are succeeding is they've attacked. They're telling you they don't want you if you're a white male in the Democrat Party. Essentially, you continue to do that, you're going to drive people to the up. They don't have anybody that can, they wouldn't want them, a muscular, masculine figure. Cory Booker, we'll see. All right, it's a National Day of Prayer coming up, our annual visit, to give you all the details out there in Delaware County. And then we had on the head of SEPTA, who asked to be on a couple of weeks ago, and told us they were going to go after fare evasion on SEPTA, and they are. And what does that mean as far as Larry Krasner, the DA's race, etc.? We'll tell you all that. Calls 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.